Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Elisha spent several years with Elijah, traveling with the older prophet, witnessing his miracles, and receiving instruction in matters of faith, prophecy, and spiritual life. This mentorship allowed Elisha to observe and learn from Elijah's experiences and ministry, shaping him into a capable and anointed prophet. As a part of his broader mission to turn the hearts of the people back to God and raise up faithful servants who would continue the work of prophetic ministry, Elijah established several schools of the prophets throughout Israel. Through these communities, the prophetic tradition was nurtured and passed down, preparing a foundation for future generations of prophets in Israel. Those who were trained and mentored under Elijah's guidance played an important role in preserving the knowledge and practice of God's word among the people. Jehoram was the son of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, and he succeeded his brother Ahaziah as the king of Israel. It was during his reign that God decided that Elijah's time of ministry had come to an end. Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Gilgal was the site of the first place the Israelites camped after they crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land under the leadership of Joshua. At Gilgal, they set up 12 stones as a memorial to commemorate their entry into the land. It was also at Gilgal where the Israelites performed the rite of circumcision and observed the Passover after their wilderness journey. Gilgal held symbolic significance as a place of renewal, covenant, and consecration. It was a central location for worship, gathering, and decision-making for the Israelites at various periods of time.
Elisha, my friend, stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Bethel.
As surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you.
So they went down to Bethel. And Elijah met with the students who were studying at the school of the prophets there. While Elijah was otherwise occupied, several of the students pulled Elisha aside.
Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?
Yes, I know it. Keep quiet.
Satisfied that the community at Bethel was thriving, Elijah gathered up his things to leave. He found Elisha.
Please stay here in Bethel, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho.
My Lord, Elijah, I will not leave you.
So they went down to Jericho. And, as in Bethel, Elijah met with the students who were studying at the school of the prophets there. And again, while Elijah was otherwise occupied, Elisha was pulled aside.
Elisha, do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?
Yes, I know. Say nothing.
Satisfied that the community at Jericho was thriving, Elijah gathered up his things to leave. Elisha was waiting for him.
Yes, Elisha. You can stay here in Jericho, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan.
I am not leaving you.
So the two of them went on. They were trailed by 50 men, prophets from the guilds visited in both Bethel and Jericho.
We are being followed.
Yes, I see.
Then Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water of the Jordan River with it. The river divided, and the two men went across on dry ground.
And now I know what it was like for the Israelites, who crossed this river, with Joshua. We serve a God of miracles.
Yes, the Lord has performed many great signs and wonders for our people over the years. Now, Elisha, you no doubt know that I shall be leaving today. Ask what I shall do for you, before I am taken from you.
Yes, I know you will be taken. And I have so appreciated your friendship and guidance over these many years. I am not sure that I am ready to follow after you. I am not worthy to walk in your footsteps.
You are ready. But ask what you will.
My Lord, please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me.
You have asked a hard thing. This is not a request within my power to grant.
But this is what I will need to carry on your ministry.
Very well. If you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you, but if you do not see me, it shall not be so.
and as they still went on and talked, something spectacular happened. Without warning, chariots of fire and horses of fire swept down, as if from nowhere, and separated the two of them. Elisha staggered back from the intensity of the fire, putting up his hand to shade his eyes. With amazement, he watched Elijah ascend one of the chariots. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
Oh, my father, my father! The chariots of Israel and its horsemen!
The chariot disappeared into the sky and Elisha saw Elijah no more. Although Elijah had vanished from sight, Elisha still looked toward the heavens. Then, he took hold of his own clothes, and tore them in two pieces. And he took up the mantle of Elijah, that had fallen from the hands of the old prophet, and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He stood at the water's edge for quite some time, and then he struck the water.
Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
And when he had struck the water parted as it had before, and Elisha crossed back over to the other side. When he had completed the crossing, he found the prophets from Bethel and Jericho standing there.
The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha.
Elisha, we have 50 men here with us. Please let us go and look for your master. It may be that the spirit of the Lord has caught him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley.
The students wondered whether the chariot of fire had merely taken Elijah to some other place in Israel. Although Elisha knew that it had carried his mentor to heaven, he reluctantly consented to their request. They searched diligently for 3 days, but there was no trace of Elijah. God granted Elijah this extraordinary departure as a testimony to his prophetic ministry and as a sign of God's power and authority. Elijah's departure, in a whirlwind and chariot of fire, underscored his close relationship with God and marked him as a significant figure in the history of Israel. In later Jewish and Christian tradition, Elijah's translation has been interpreted in various ways. Some see it as a reward for his faithfulness, while others view it as a prefiguration of Christ's resurrection and the promise of eternal life. Regardless of the interpretation, the extraordinary nature of Elijah's departure from this world sets him apart from other biblical figures and makes him a significant and memorable character in religious history. The only other person in the Bible who was translated without experiencing death is Enoch, father of Methuselah and the great-grandfather of Noah. The account of Enoch's translation is found in Genesis 5 verses 21 to 24, which states that Enoch walked with God, and was taken by God, so he did not die like other human beings. Enoch's translation is described as a unique event, similar to Elijah's ascension, where he was taken directly to be with God, without passing through physical death. The exact details and reasons for Enoch's translation are not explicitly mentioned in the biblical text. However, the book of Hebrews in the New Testament references Enoch's faith and how he pleased God, suggesting that his translation was a result of his close relationship with God. The translations of Enoch and Elijah serve as a reminder of God's power and sovereignty over life and death. It also foreshadows the hope of eternal life and the possibility of being with God in a transformed state. The accounts of Enoch and Elijah's translations are exceptional and mysterious events in biblical history that highlight the extraordinary relationship between certain individuals and God.
Both Elijah and Jesus were taken up to heaven. Elijah was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, and Jesus ascended to heaven after his resurrection, signifying their divine exaltation. Both Elijah and Jesus were expected to return. The Israelites believed that Elijah would come again before the Messiah. Jesus himself promised to return in glory to establish his kingdom.
In our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible, we have now transitioned to 2 Kings